We're at the Iowa Soybean Association's On-Farm Network Conference. Going to talk with Tristan Mueller, Operations Manager for Agronomic Research with the On-Farm Network here in Iowa. And Tristan, let's talk about cover crop trials that you've been doing, and understand you're just really kind of getting a good start on these.
Yeah, in fall of 2012, we had quite a few fall cover crops trials seeded, and then we got data back in 2013. And then this fall of 2013, we had close to 30 trials that are seeded that will get information back next year.
Any interesting results yet?
We've had some very interesting results. A couple things I'll point out. We had one trial that had five treatments in it, four different cover crops compared to an untreated. And two of the treatments is either tillage radish or tillage radish plus oats. And then two treatments that had triticale plus tillage radish, and then one had crimson clover. And the interesting thing is anything that had the triticale in it, all the farmers had a challenge of killing off the cover crop in a timely fashion this spring. And there's a quite a large negative yield response in any of those trials that had the triticale. Conversely, though, the tillage radish had a positive effect. Not saying that the cover crops weren't a good thing. All those farmers are still going to plant cover crops, but the take-home message is that it's very critical to have that cover crop killed in a timely fashion when you have corn being planted into either triticale or cereal rye.
Well, there sure seems to be a lot of farmers looking at cover crops, considering the possibilities there. So are you going to be stepping up trials as you go along here?
Yep. Like I said, this fall we had close to 30, and we have big plans for next fall as well. We're really expanding. With the nutrient reduction strategy, there's a mandate for a lot of cover crop trials, or a lot of cover crop acres to be planted. And we see this as an opportunity to try to figure out what does work with cover crops, what doesn't, what farmers need to do to make it a successful practice.
And then are you also compiling data then on the impact the cover crops are having on soil health and such?
Absolutely. So we'll take soil samples. We'll also take some biomass samples looking at the nitrogen uptake of the cover crops. And then some of the trials that we have are two or more years in the same field, so we can look over a multi-year effect on the soil qualities.